UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
So here's the question for you that just popped up. It just popped up. I was just talking to that Phil Baker guy, the sales guru slash weasel in the back, and we were talking, and I don't know how we got onto this, but I think it's a damned good question. What's the best song ever with a day of the week as part of the title or refrain? Or in other words, like Saturday in the Park by Chicago, or Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' by Elton John, or Monday. This is my generation. There must be some since then, like rappers have done or something that I'm not familiar with.
Rebecca Black, Friday. It was awful, but it was awesomely bad.
Well, then that wouldn't be on the list.
Fine.
Because if it's bad, why would you put it on the list? The idea is to get the best song.
Because you were talking about adverbs earlier this week. It's awesomely bad. I'm
totally
down. You can vote. I'm down.
Whatever
for
makes
beat.
People decide to vote.
I'm
why
down for
people
getting
voted
beat.
For
I'm
this
just
show.
That it should be
just ended. Another Manic Monday, and it's not close. That was by the Bangles, if you'll recall. There you go. That was that guy's fired that right in. He was pretty fired up about that. It's not a bad song. The Happy Days theme, there's no day in that. Oh, there is. How stupid is that? Monday, yeah, all the days of the week. Okay. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, I was about to say Rock Around the Clock, but that's
no,
just time.
That's just
there's
hours.
No date.
Manic Monday getting a lot of votes. Really?
Well, yeah. You said the one that
just
fits the day.
A day of the week. There's songs that
right, and that's
Saturday in the Park, another Saturday
well, that's
night,
fitting.
And I ain't got nobody. Stevens did that.
Manic
I
Monday?
Got somebody because Tuesday's gone. See, there's a good one.
It's Wednesday.
I don't know if this
hump
is
day. My humps. By Fergie. Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday.
Saturday night's all right for Fightin' by Elton John. It would be probably get a lot of votes for me. That's just an old fashioned rocker. They just wails and scream and stuff.
Sunday songs. Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2.
See, these are ones I...
Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon by Queen.
Ooh.
Sunday Morning by Nico. Lazy Sunday by The Lonely Island. Andy Samberg and Chris... what's his name? He's the voice of the Progressive Box. He's the voice of Cyril Figgis.
Katy Perry has a song, Last Friday Night, TGIF. Is that any good?
Yeah, that one's okay.
For you country artists in the group... Finally Friday by George Jones.
Every Day is Like Sunday by Morrissey. Blue Sunday by The Doors.
Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Some people, actually more than one person, has sent that.
That's a good one. Sunday Morning Coming Down by Kris Kristofferson. Another Park, Another Sunday, The Doobie Brothers.
I can't think of a day of the week song for Wednesday or Thursday.
I said that. Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be hard.
Well, if you go to the internet, somebody's written
Thursday... songs.
Waiting for Wednesday by Lisa Loeb. Wednesday Evening by John Lee Hooker.
There's a song called Thursday by Thursday from 2018. I mean, that's
you know, Wednesday, you know, not a lot of Wednesday songs there. Good Lord.
Thursday's Child by The Hours.
Okay, there you go. But what's the best? That's the question.
Sweet Thursday by The Songs We Sing. I mean, there is nothing for Thursday. I kind of like Thursday by Thursday. I feel like that one should win just by default.
Is that a good song?
I don't know. It just said it was an acoustic version.
You can't
Thursday,
just do it
here's
you like
why
name.
I did not go to work today. That's by somebody. It went away. By Sandman. There we go. I guess I'll get the phone.
You guys humble brag each other so much. I wish I had friends like y'all's friendship. Well, that's nice. I assume you mean I'm bragging on him and he's bragging on me. I hope that's what you mean. I hope so. Unless you think we're just humble bragging ourselves, in which case you're insulting me, in which case I'm properly indignant.
Nobody was there.
I almost feel obligated to be indignant when somebody tries to insult me.
That might have been a
I like that song. Two people, two different people. Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. I like that song a lot. Play that. Go find that.
Thursday Night from Scene in Shining Scene.
I forgot how good Come Monday is.
Thursday by I Got a Name.
Come Monday's really good.
All right, I'll pull up Come Monday, and then I'll try to find...
Come Monday's outstanding. That's a really good one. I'd forgotten all about that. I might like that as Thursday. Much as Saturday Night, It's All Right for Fighting by right. John.
Come Monday, and then Thursday, I Got a Name. Those are the two we're going to pull up. Just wait. I'll pull it up.
All right. Let's see what else. Does it have to be a particular day? Yes, I think that's fair. Could be like the 21st night of September. No, because that was the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Do you remember?
Love that song.
That's
fantastic.
But that's
in terms of just random
like,
dates.
Come Monday, thank you, people. Now they're coming in one after the other. Four in the last six texts have been Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. And I'm not so sure that might not win. For me, it's 1 and 1A between that and Saturday Night's All Right.
Come Monday. Thank you very much. One of my 2.4 hit records. We had no money to do this video, thus I...
What, are we doing a documentary on this? I just wanted the damn song.
I didn't realize it had that in the beginning. Here we go.
Heading out to San Francisco.
It's a good song.
For the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know.
Very good song.
That I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze. And I just want you back.
I'm laughing because the guy says, I sent that humble brag text to the producers last night. It just showed up now? Yes, we use the carrier pigeon form of, that happens all the time here, though. It absolutely does. I do that. I'll read it, and somebody says, that wasn't for you. That was for Locke from 2 days ago.
Oh, we look out for each other, the producers.
Monday, The Mamas and the Papas is a good song. I did mention that. That's a good one. But I'm making this a we're going to cause fighting, which is good. Very good.
Thursday song.
I'm going to make a, what's what we're looking for? That thing where you vote on the, come on. What the hell is that? What are you doing to me? Why do you do this?
Thursday, I'm so happy it's Thursday.
It's a Thursday song for kids, it said.
Thursday, I'm so happy it's Thursday.
Wow, the lyrics are compelling.
Throw the ball. Thursday.
All right, that's it. Please get rid of this. Please get rid of that waste of, that's 22 seconds we'll never get back.
It's for kids. Thursday's song
for kids.
What,
with kids that have no musical taste? Come on.
I don't know, children, man. They're just little
patronizing.
Kids.
Patronizing. There's great children's songs.
You want like really poignant,
I offer as Exhibit A the baseball player song that all the kids love, the Washington Nationals guy. The
Baby Shark?
Baby Shark. That's a kid's song, and adults love it, and it's quality music. So don't be patronizing the kids. Kids are not stupid. They're just younger and smaller. Garbage. It's Thursday.
The dream
the hell
English
is that?
Kids.
That's ridiculous. Stop insulting. That's why Mr. Rogers was so good. He never insulted the children.
I got a bad feeling that was going to get really weird.
Yeah, so I'm glad we didn't play it.
I don't know.
All right, so
not.
Here's the deal. I'm going to do a... online Twitter the Fan Outfitters Twitter.
Fan Outfitters Twitter.
But here's what will cause fighting. Don't answer that, because I need you to talk to me. Oh, he's answering anyway. I'm hanging up on the guy.
Happy days.
Okay, trying to. Dang it! He's got me locked out of the phones.
Ha!
Damn it.
We had two callers. One said the Moody Blues. Oh God, what was the song? Monday. He passed. I'm forgetting it. It was by the Moody Blues, though.
Star Spangled Banner.
No, don't do that. And then, oh wow, that is distracting.
Right?
Now I know
See?
Why you got all pissed
Thank
off.
Thank you. I rest my case. Now I want to sing the Mets song. I'm so inspired.
Wait. No. Now I'm going back, because that was deliberately done to just be random. Mine was actually kind of in the vein. So
same
I'll
effect.
Give you 50% of it. But he said he wanted Happy Days. Sunday, Monday,
this
Happy
is
Days.
You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Easy happy by days. Lionel Richie. Easy as Sunday morning. That's a good one. Now, play Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Do-do-do. That's a. How come nobody else has voted for that? That's a great song. That song absolutely captures the mood of the song, which is, let's have too much to drink and go punch somebody in the face.
Well, I mean,
I've never been that way, but I certainly.
Well,
can,
I mean,
can
maybe not even like you're going to really fight somebody, but you're feeling pumped up and you're going to go out and do things.
But the to make the online poll, the Twitter poll. Oh, this is cool. I'm going to enjoy this. Sing it, and the lyrics are great too. They're Bernie Taupin's. Goofy ass lyrics.
Get in late. Have you seen my mates? Ma, tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. Wanna get a belly full of beer.
Good drumming in this song.
Yeah. Oswald loves the song.
Oswald loses his mind over this. My sister looks cute in her braces and boots. Ridiculous line.
Britches, I thought.
A handful of grease in her hair. No braces in her boots. I looked at
it. Oh, it is?
Yeah. Don't give us none of your aggravation. We've had it with your discipline. This is perfectly in keeping with my circular theory about the doggist theory of life.
Doggist?
Don't give a spit. The doggist, D-O-G-A-S, doggist. That's don't. My doggist circle. My circle of doggist. That's things that are
Whoa,
outside
that sounds
that
gross,
circle.
Man.
Circle of doggus, the things that the circle has gotten gradually smaller as you've gotten older, it makes for a much better life. Most of the stuff out there is outside your give a spit circle. So that's this. See that? I should have known back then when I liked this song so much. That was deep down inside. So the fighting will be because we are going to have to decide which four songs we put on there. And you know all the comments when you do a poll like this. Will be just to call you idiots.
Mm-hmm.
How could you leave out this song right. or that song? And then once I'll respond and say, well, we can only put four on here. That appeases
Question.
No one.
Question.
And so then they just keep screaming at you.
Question.
Oh, we're not going to do it as a tournament. One of
Question.
Your tournaments.
No, because I don't have the attention
brackets.
To finish it.
Right.
Maybe I'll go back and finish it this weekend. Probably not.
Right now, the finalists, by the way,
Question.
Would be
Question.
Manic Monday by the Bengals. The question is, should they all be different days of the week?
That's what I'm saying. Can we have multiple Saturday entries?
Well, I think it's just the four best songs. I'm keeping it simple. Because
Wow, the college football playoff would love you.
Yeah, that's right. If you got three SEC teams, they love it. So Manic Monday by the Bengals, based on your response from listeners, will be on there.
Manic
Jimmy
Monday.
Buffett's Monday song will
Ooh,
be on there. Come
I don't
Monday.
Know.
First of all, it's my show. And secondly, we got about
there
five people who voted that. I
really?
Think that's up. Have you listened
See,
to Come Monday?
I'm being a millennial, and,
Come
Monday and
is
I've heard
very,
the song, but so I don't really
yeah,
know
that's
the song.
What I'm saying. Actually, listen to it once.
So I'm not saying it's not good. It's just like
you haven't ever really listened to it.
Well, it's like a Pac-12 team. I haven't really seen
right.
them. Like I'm not saying they're bad. I just
listen to it. The lyrics are very good. It captures. It's a lonely guy being out on the road with his show, and he's not really cut out for the rock and roll life. And it's good. It's very good. It's obviously who Jimmy Buffett is, so that one comes from art. He did his whole concert here at the Yum Center barefoot, and I couldn't help. There's a part of that distracted me because I thought his either bottom of his feet must feel like the you know Interstate 65, which I don't really want to touch them, but it must be disgusting. Or he must runs the risk of an awful cut and infection.
Oh yeah, seriously, that's how you get.
That was absolutely the only thing that went through my mind. All right, so we've got two in the final right now, and I think I'm going to put Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yeah, that one's up there.
So that's
Can I
three.
Answer the phone?
So now we need a fourth one. Saturday Night by the Bay City Rose. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. I wouldn't put it in there, but I'm just giving the listeners their due. God, answer the damn phone. Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues. Tuesday getting a lot of love there. Got those. Those are good ones, too, actually. So we need a fourth one. You have a fourth entry. And I also am open to the discussion about Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' B. Take it off the list. I have a disproportionate affection for that song. So right now, it's Manic Monday by
Don't
the
we
Bangles.
Owe Elton John royalties now?
Yeah, well, you played the whole damn thing.
Oh, it's my fault?
What could I do from this side unless I hit the dump button and took
say,
us all
hey,
off the air?
Remind me. Hey, Nick, we're going to have to pay Elton John royalties.
Well, I was going to, but you were busy answering the phone.
Oh, wow. There it is.
I'm just saying. Who put the song off the whole time? You or me? Just answer the witness will answer the question.
Who asked for the song?
Who put it on for the whole time?
Sorry, Rick. You're right. You just hired bad people.
I know. Through me, Rick, Elton John, everybody under the bus. Didn't you? Didn't you, big-headed producer? And picking up the phones. Next time the phone rings, I'm dropping it. I'm gonna hang up before you can answer it. I'm not going to let you answer it. Who's that guy? Who's that fella?
We're getting all kinds of entries.
What was that one?
Friday Night Blues.
I don't know that one.
He said it's country, so I'll play that.
Well, we should have one country entry in there, I think. It's only fair to...
Friday Night, and it came up as Friday Night... It's all right for fighting.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Maybe someone made like a...
Wouldn't that be a great song if it's got nothing to do like what Elton's saying? It's just a guy. He's all right for fighting. He just lists all the people he's had brawls with Friday nights for the last 10 years of his life. Don't play it. You never know what they're going to say. You don't.
John Conley,
Friday
Night Blues.
Doesn't matter. He can swear as well as the next guy.
This guy, trust me. He gets his ass beat by Barry Manilow. Trust me. I don't think he's swearing.
The line of the show in 20 years. This guy looks like he gets his ass beat by Barry Manilow. All right. That's enough of that. Thank you. Thank you. Kick your shoes off and kick yourself right off the air. Very nice. All right. So we have three in our finalists. It's going to be Jimmy Buffett come Monday. It's going to be Manic Monday by the Bangles. It's going to be Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' by Elton John. And then we got to find another one. How about Rainy Days and Mondays? That's a little bit of a pop song, not a rock song, but that was very popular by John. What's that writer's name? John, dang it, Williams? Is that who wrote that? It wasn't Burt Bacharach, I don't think. Anyway.
I kind of like that one. The John Conley song we just played.
Well, that's because I didn't like it.
He had a nice voice, and I said something kind of mean about him. Maybe he's a badass, and he could, you know.
So we need
throw some hands.
Next
caller, right. Call
Monday and Saturday bullied the rest of the week out of this contest. They really did. For some reason Monday and Saturday has all of the songs.
I got a couple Tuesday entries from a caller. This was just from the last caller.
I love this song. But now, I don't want to do too much of my own favorite. This is Saturday in the Park by Chicago. And one of the reasons I like it is because they say in there one of the lines is, singing Italian songs. I have no idea.
There you go. Is that just was that just swearing? The caller called in and said that he was a little mad that you didn't hang up on him.
Oh, yeah. All right, try it again. If you call now, I'll be happy to hang up on you.
And the guy who mentioned the John Conley song did say that we might not like it because it's country.
No, I like some country songs. Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. We mentioned that one earlier. Monday.
That was pretty popular.
If it were just up to me, the four that I would put in, just up to me, would be Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett, Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' by Elton John, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas, and probably... one that nobody's going to, probably the one you just heard, Saturday in the Park. Although, one that doesn't get on there very much is Cat Stevens did a song called Another Saturday Night, and I Ain't Got Nobody. I got some money and I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. So, that's a good one. I like that. That wasn't his original. I think it was a remake of a song. If you really want to go back for you. What is
this? Does this count?
Who is this?
Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, is this the Monday Night Football song?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, we are a sports station.
Ooh. Maybe that should be the fourth one in the entry. I wouldn't vote for it. Frank Sinatra did a song also called...
I feel like we should have a token sports one.
Sad, what was the Frank Sinatra song? You see, now that music stuck in my head. It was the Saturday. Oh, what the hell is the Frank Sinatra Saturday song? It was a very big hit, like, you know, 80 years ago. But as I'm a Sinatra-holic, I do know that song. Very good. Sinatra, I think it's just called Saturday Night. Saturday Night is the loneliest night of the week. What is this now?
This is Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues.
This is good, too. I may have to do an elimination contest. I think I'm going to do 2 4-team semifinals.
Right.
This is really good. Do you know this song?
No.
Very good. Moody Blues are very good.
I like that intro.
No, it's good. Oh, very good. Wow. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Life is about making tough choices. Now, life is, didn't Patino write a book that was like life's a choice or choose something or I don't remember, but something about choosing. So I am going to choose 8 songs and put them in semifinals, which I will run as soon as this show's over, and then the championship will be on Monday. What is that one now?
Tuesday's Gone by Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't recognize it. And I haven't heard this one as much.
I mean, that guitar.
No, they're good. You know what? I didn't realize for a guy, you know, it's supposed to be like,
I mean, that right there.
New York City stuff. The Southern rock thing is a genre. I largely one of the truth from Guitar Hero. I started to learn all these songs. Leonard Skinner is really, 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 really good.
We went on Wednesday. I think they got their name from a gym teacher that didn't like them.
Really?
That made them like cut their hair or something like that.
The guy's name was Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, well, I think it was Leonard something.
Leonard Skinner?
And they like made fun of his name or something like that.
Well, they're good.
Hey, they just mentioned a train. I feel like that.
You know, a lot of Southern rock things have trains in there, so that may be one of the reasons. They had their plane crash, and there were a lot of original members killed in that. I don't. That's awful.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think. Sadly.
But anyway, they turned out some awesome music. Why did Leonard Skinner call themselves that? Let's see if that comes up. Choose that name. Because I'd never heard that. Leonard Skinner chose that name in the spirit of rebellion. It was a tongue-in-cheek swipe at Leonard Skinner, the high school gym teacher who clashed with them in their younger days for having long hair. Nick, if We Want to Know Friday... you would win that. I did not know that.
Right?
That's quality work out of you. Why do you keep these under wraps? Should have brought it for Wednesday.
Well, because I want the listeners.
By the way, you have a book, which I gave you many years ago.
Oh, that, I thought you meant like I wrote a book. That I was like, wow.
You could do the whole We Want to Know Wednesday from this book.
Oh, yeah.
You need to bring that in. It was like, did you know the budget for Casablanca was so small, obviously not knowing it was going to go ultimately down as one of the all-time great movies of all time, that... Evidently, one of the last scenes with the plane, this is absolutely true, they used a small, basically cardboard model of a plane, and I don't know what the proper political term is, little people, so that it would look like a full-size plane. And, you know, it was just one of those glancing shots, so they used little people and a small, basically cardboard plane, because they had to save money. They were going broke on the budget of the film.
I do like the old school... There was a movie called Be Kind, Rewind, where Jack Black and I think Mos Def are in it. And Jack Black accidentally does something goofy and gets magnetized, gets all staticky or something, and walks into a tape store. It's one of the last remaining, and it's a family-owned one in this neighborhood. And he walks in and accidentally erases all the tapes.
Oh, my God.
Because he's covered in, magnetic energy or something. So they have to remake all the films in really poor quality, and they say that they're made from Sweden. That Sweden, this is a new genre of film where they take American films and they do it low budget, and they call it Swede. Yeah, the film got Sweded, and so they do all these. I mean, they do the scene from Men in Black where they're driving on the ceiling. They film it, but they just put this little rotating thing of Hot Wheels cars underneath them, so it looks like they're driving over. I mean, it's hilarious. And so I almost kind of think, I love it like the old movies where they do oh, yeah, that's on a string. That's actually a brick of cheese. Actually, that was made
Star
of Legos.
Star Wars, there's potatoes.
That's a firecracker.
You know that, right?
Yeah, those there's potatoes. There's a potato like
They're supposed to be going through the galaxy and these asteroids, they're potatoes on strings.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like stuff like that. So,
all right. We're going to have a guy says we should do a bracket, but that's too much work. So we're just going to do a Twitter a Twitter poll. And we'll do two brackets of four, and then the two winners will match off in the finals. We're not going to have I could take the two vote winners from each side, but I don't think that's right because that's not fair. So we'll just do the winners on each side. They'll square off in a championship. And I will announce the eight entries right now and anger many of you because your song won't make it because I can only take eight. But getting some good entries here. And I also am absolutely tipping the scales to songs that I would know and like. Like, you know what you got to do for me right now before we go to break? I don't know this song. Play, state your business. Oh, just wandered in and wandered out. Okay, that was it. Wandering was his business. Just want to be sure.
I think Coop and I are filling in for the first hour on the
take. I don't really give a damn. It's not the first hour yet, so state your business. Play Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. She doesn't swear in this.
She might. Who knows?
Well, we'll block it out. Let's listen to that, and I'll see if I want to include that. I am going to include Finally Friday by George Jones. That'll be our nod to the country fans in the group. And I'm going to definitely put Manic Monday and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Saturday in the Park. So I've got five songs, if you count Monday by the Mamas and Papas, which I'll put in there. So the other three are going to be
Last Friday Night should make it just because there's a Kenny G solo in the end. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
And plus, we got a massive crush on Katy Perry.
That should be good. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, I like that. Tune in next week when the V Show does songs about seasons. That would be good. Seasons, cities. Frank Sinatra once did a whole album, the theme of which was songs about the moon. Fantastic. One of his most popular ones. That's pretty good. This is the this is the Katy Perry song, Last Friday Night. Is that correct?
TGIF.
Do you know this song?
Yes.
It's good so far.
Well, it's a long like music video. She's like a high school kid who
what
throws
color's
a party.
Her hair in this one?
She's got a chicken in her bed right now. All right, let's get to the actual words.
Yeah. All right, it meets the beat. That passes the test. We'll put it in. Yeah, okay, you win. That's a very modern sounding pop song. So we'll put that in. All right. How about Sunday Morning by Maroon 5? Is that any good? I don't know that song. I probably should because Maroon 5 is very popular. But let's see. Maybe we'll take one last listen to that, and then I will
What about Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2?
That would be a musically sophisticated one to do, but I don't know if I like that song. So do I want to hear that?
Who did Easy Like Sunday Morning?
That was Lionel Richie. That could get in. See, that's why I say I want to pick ones that suit my taste.
Yeah. I didn't know how long the intro was. There we go.
This is pretty damn good. Oh, man. All right, I'll make my decisions, then we'll come back and give you the Sagarins, too. That's how we'll wrap it up. So stick around, ESPN 680-1057.
This song is not a rebel song. This song is Someday, Bloody Someday.
Am I on? We're back. All right. I'm playing that to ease the pain for those of you that wanted that to make our eight, but it didn't. So have fun. People will do this on Twitter and scream at me. But the songs were skewed to my taste, and I listened to some of the listeners also. But I'll tell you what they are in a minute. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you that I was great at the Besties last night, the Besties Awards, sponsored by The Voice Tribune. They had a bunch of different categories, and guess who I ran into? Our friend Wendy from Genesis Diamonds, because they won Best Jewelry Store. And well, they should. So congratulations to them. And these are just a few of the reasons why they win it and will win it, because they are loaded up in selections like you can't believe for the holidays, like having 30 or 40 stores combined. And they have great deals right now, not just on diamonds and on rings, but on earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants, pearls, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, fine Swiss timepieces, Breitling, Tag Heuer, Omega. For men and women, it's the best selection in the Commonwealth, and the people there are so extraordinary. I love seeing them. Wendy's great, and her whole crew is great there as well. Genesis refuses to be beat on price, so when you see these ads for other jewelers for the holidays, and there are other good jewelers. I'm not saying they're not. They don't win by default. There's other good jewelry stores, but they win because they're the best. You get more for less at Genesis. Genesis guaranteeing the best value, the best selection, and the highest quality. No reason to compromise. Genesis has it all. And congratulations to them for winning the bestie for best jewelry store in Louisville. And hopefully you'll go over there this holiday season and find out why. We're just barely a month away from Christmas, so you want to get that special gift. Now's the time to go there and check it out and take advantage of some of the great buys. It's going to be a great Christmas season. Genesis ready to help you make some magic for that woman in your life. Time to splurge, guys. Genesis Diamonds, where Louisville gets engaged, Shelbyville Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's. Nick has one other shout-out, which we think is worth doing.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that we are ESPN Louisville, the home for the Ravens. And Monday Night Football, it'll be Ravens at Rams. That'll be at 8 p.m. over on sister station 93.9 The Ville. Lamar and the Ravens are presented by Molly Malone's, and we'll be out that way.
It's the official Lamar bar.
It's the official Lamar bar. I got to try that crab cake sandwich that Perrin keeps talking about. We'll be out that way celebrating Worldwide's last day. We love you, Worldwide. And speaking of Worldwide's last day, the Ravens are also presented by Liquor Barn. Download the Liquor Barn app and have Liquor Barn delivered. I got a new phone, so I had to re-download some apps and everything. And today, I added the Liquor Barn app. There was a problem with iTunes that was preventing me from downloading it. So Dawn sewed my pants today. She set up an iTunes payment thing. She basically has all my credit card information.
Yikes.
So, but she's very honest. Hence me letting her sew my crotch.
Whoa!
She,
that's definitely...
Well, my pants were off when
your
she
pants.
Did it.
She sewed your pants.
She sewed my pants. But that's... So she's awesome. My big sis at the station. But she set it up. We went on the Liquor Barn app, and we ordered a bottle of Old Forester Statesman, which is pretty dang tasty. So there's two bottles of Old Forester in the back, because Phil brought one as well. And we are all signing them for Worldwide. And it was super easy, super fast. Once I got the actual app downloaded and iTunes stopped being stupid, we downloaded the thing, got the order in, and they were here like in an hour. Tasty. And if you use promo code ESPN, your first delivery is free. So nice. Download the Liquor Barn app, and they'll deliver very, very quickly. So
all right, here's
awesome
the,
stuff.
Thanks to them. Thanks to Liquor Barn. Here's your eight songs. They're going to be two brackets of four. You'll see them up very shortly on Twitter. Go make a vote. The first bracket on the left side is Monday Monday by the Mamas and Papas. Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' by Elton John. Last Friday by Katy Perry, and Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. That's the A bracket. The B bracket is Manic Monday by the Bangles, Finally Friday by George Jones, Saturday in the Park by Chicago, and Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So four different days on the one side of the bracket, two Mondays and two Saturdays on the other side of the bracket. So we'll take the two winners of each bracket, play them off on Monday, so make a vote there. I apologize to some other great songs that were nominated, Lionel Richie and U2 and, oh gosh, there was a whole bunch of them here, but that's what we got. So hopefully you'll vote there and participate while you can rant and vent about the songs that were not included.
All right. 100% sure that they're not going to be upset if we go a little over the top with the Sagarinos.
Why?
Oh, because
they're
pretty
not here.
I'm pretty sure Cooper and I are filling in, and as the abbot to the Costello or whatever, I'm probably more the Costello and he's the abbot. I'm going to say it's fine if we go over.
Great.
So no big deal there, but do feel like it's only fair for two things. One, you give a... Damn it. I was trying to put the guy on hold before you did that. Maybe share a little gym memory. It's his last day here. And also, more importantly, I feel like... Because, you know, Jim knows you love him. You got to address the thing that happened on Twitter last night. You kind of forgot two of your...
no, I didn't forget. It was hilarious. And to their credit... Understanding radio, which to their everlasting credit, if you can get content, you'll gleef. Not only will you throw your mother under the bus, you'll do it gleefully. So last night, it was really cool thing. I mean, this is an unusual radio show. You don't think we know that? And so there's, you know, when you're doing a non-traditional radio, sports radio show especially, you're trying to do what you're trying to do. You have a vision in mind of what you want it to sound like, but you don't really know. And so for this award, which was voted by listeners to vote us the best talk radio show, male talk radio. Thank God it was just males, because you ain't beating Kelly Kay. If it was just hosts, she's going to win every year because everybody listens to Kelly Kay. You listen to Kelly Kay going to school. They had it on your bus in the morning going in, right?
Yeah, I mean,
every day you come home.
Back then it was Peter beating Kelly Kay. Not to date myself, but.
No, I dated myself in college for about 3 weeks. But anyway.
The Bible looks down on that.
Yeah. So, but the point being that I was very grateful that you say, oh gosh, people are having fun with us trying to have fun. So that was nice. So there's, you know, I wasn't trying to be magnanimous, but there's a lot of people you want to thank. So, and plus we won best radio station. So I'm trying to congratulate Drew and all the other hosts, and I'm going through, and there's only so many characters. So I said, well, let me just do the people. Like, I left Blankenbaker out, which wasn't really right, but I did. I went through all the shows that are the title, you know, Locke and Andy, that's their shows. And well, I type in, I never know that it was addressed. So I type in Maven, and I send him a tweet, and and I say, Bo, send, and not realizing until some guy responded. I was like, what's he talking about, Major League Baseball? I sent it to Cameron.
Had a kid.
So wait, it gets better. So Rummage makes a comment on it, and then I don't respond to his comment. I just want to acknowledge him too. So I send a thing to a Stephen Rummage who doesn't have any idea who I am, doesn't know anything about the station, and I'm sending him a note offering him congratulations, and he has no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So their whole show got slighted. So they absolutely, rather than say, well, congratulations to him, you know, that's nice, we know what he meant, they filleted and skewered me and put me on the grill for 20 minutes. So I hope they had fun. But then I got my back up a little bit, and I told him, well, okay, well, A, sending it to Cameron was maybe I just wanted him to know how proud I was, you know, he should be of his cousin. Maybe I was just trying to keep him in the loop. Secondly, that's for all the times that people call me Jim to my face. So, okay, so now you got to taste that. And then he
or
said,
Tony Danza.
That's fair. No, it's definitely Jim. And then Rummage was just a complete clusterbuck, and I didn't – clusterbuck if you're scoring at home, and that was that.
Don't worry, you could have said it. It'd only be the second worst thing we said today.
Yeah, the other one was – that's that guy. He sends it every day. He's fishing. He caught a whale this morning, hooked Jim in hook, line, and sinker.
All-timer. You went out with a bang.
Yeah.
We love you, Jimbo.
All right, so – okay, so there's that, and anyway, so they just scoot. So I apologized. I sent Cameron and Marcus a note that, and then I still didn't realize it was the wrong Rummage, so I'll have to delete that tweet. Well, Rummage, though, left-handed compliment. Congratulations. I heard it was a $90 million deal, and I said, well, yes, if I signed this contract for 350 years, it would. Even then I told it up, you know what, it doesn't even come close to $90 million. So anyway, it was a nice night, and thank you for all of you who listened and who voted. We appreciate it. We absolutely do. All right, here is a, you ready to play the opening for the Sagarinos? All right, here we go. Sagarin, and they start right now.
The V Show breaks down this weekend's football matchups using the Sagarin numbers from Jeff Sagarin.
Jeff is now a franchise. His column in USA Today being joined by rankings in the Louisville Courier-Journal, the Bloomington Herald-Times for 27 years now, the Dallas Morning News, and other papers around the country.
For those of you wanting to bet a shekel or two,
shut up and take my money!
The V Show shows you which games to avoid.
Nope!
And which games to bet.
How much money you got?
No, Carl.
It's a proven system!
No.
You're throwing money! Away.
Carl, no.
Fine, stay a sucker.
Just remember.
Numbers don't lie.
Here we go. All right, here we go, kids. Let's tee it up. And the Sagarins start with the Giants and the Bears, which actually New York Mike likes, and the Sagarins like as well, probably much to Sweeney's dismay. The Bears are 6-point favorites. The Sagarins say they should be 10.5-point favorites. That is, and the Bears are home. That is going to be one of the stronger plays of the week. Take the Bears, according to the Sagarins. The Jets hosting the Raiders. The Raiders are 3-point favorites. The Sagarins say they should be 4-point favorites. That's a no play. The Buccaneers and the Falcons in Atlanta. Atlanta is a 3.5-point favorite. They should be a 4.5-point favorite. No play there. By the way, last week, the Sagarins, this was amazing. This has never happened before. Only said there were two games to play, and it hit both games right on the number. Two pushes. Never had that happen before. So we stay at 31-9 in the Sagarins. So the Sagarins are still having a big year, but no wins last week, but no losses last week either. The Bills are hosting the Broncos. The Bills are 4-point favorites. The Sagarins say they should only be 1-point favorites. That would be a play for the visitors. The Broncos at 3-7 take Denver plus 4. One advantage to that is playing in the cold in Buffalo is not going to daunt the Broncos, who play in cold weather all the time. At this time of year, you do start factoring that in when you start evaluating these games. The team formerly known as the Cincinnati, now the hapless Bengals, are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh is favored by 6.5. According to the Sagarins, they should be favored by 9. That would be a lean. That's a Pittsburgh lean. And I don't have my standing sheet with me for the leans. I apologize. They're winning, but not nearly as much as the out-and-out plays are. But that's a lean for the Steelers. If you're wondering, any game that's more than 3 is a play. Any game that's between 2 and 3 is a lean. So that's a lean. The Bengals, I already did that one. Excuse me. The Dolphins and the Browns in Cleveland. This makes me nervous because you have a Browns team that has a losing record. They're 10.5-point favorites. And the Sagarins say, if you're going to play anything, you should actually take the Browns. They should be 11.5-point favorites. So I wouldn't play it, but that's what the number – it's not even a lean because it's less than a point difference. But the big, big favorites are the 4-6 Browns at home. Saints are hosting the Panthers. New Orleans, 9.5-point favorites. They should only be 6.5-point favorites. This would be a play for Carolina. We shall see. Carolina plus 6.5 in that game, plus 9.5 actually in that game. So we'll see how that plays out. Seahawks and Eagles in Philadelphia. Produce should be intrigued by this one, the Philly guy. Philadelphia is home, a 1-point favorite. They should be a 0.5-point favorite. That's a no play. If anything, it would be a lean. If you go by recency, Seattle should be a 1-point favorite. But again, I'm not giving as much credence to the recency. That's just kind of a tiebreaker for us because that has not proven to be as consistent as the rating number. If you're wondering what we're talking about, you can go to the Sagarin page and look. He has 4 different categories: rating, predict, golden, and recent. Recent is the easiest one to explain. It's just what it sounds like. It's how you've played in your most recent games. Doesn't it used to think it was a pretty good barometer. Now it's just it's like seasoning in the recipe. It's not really the main dish. It's not nearly as accurate as the rating, which encompasses everything. And the more games you have, the more the rating seems to be credible as well. So according to that, Carolina plus 9.5 would be the play there. Eagles are a no play, as I said, 0.5-point difference, and the game should be won. Lions and Redskins. The Redskins are 1-9. The Lions are just 3-6-1, but Detroit is a 3.5-point favorite, and they should be a 5.5-point favorite. That's your second lean of the day. The Redskins are pretty bad, but the Lions are not so great either, and Stafford's hurt.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a 4-seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.